Hi, it's Paul Slatkis, Good News Planet, Woodstock Forever, and I'm speaking at the best thing. Congratulations, the Love International Film Festival is going to be upon us, or actually already is. Tell us how it's going.
Thank you. It's going great, Paul, and thank you for your support. And this is the fourth year. And I thought it's going to get easier, but it's getting harder and harder because more people are coming and more demand they have, and to get bigger, you know, it's not going to get easier. But we are going to stick with it. We are going to promote love, no matter what.
Well, you know, doing what you're doing, tell us about the festival, where it is, and how people can get involved.
Yeah, festival is in Los Angeles. This year we are screening the 36 films from all around the world, almost around 16 different countries. And we are showing it in Lambly Monica Cinema Center in Santa Monica on 2nd Street. And then the award night is in Skirball Center. And, you know, 18 and 19... From 11 to 11, we are screening the film. Award night is on Friday, red carpet starts 5:30 to 6:30. From 6:30 to 9:30 is going to be a show, and it's going to be a good. There's a lot of attendance.
Great. And what's going to happen in that show?
We have some international artists are performing. We have three different well-known Emmy winner kind of a host this year, which they're mixing the program together. They're hosting it, and, you know, a comedian and actor. And we're going to have some fun. We have people from India, from Iran, from Russia, from all over. They're coming from Mexico. They're coming. And
great.
I'm thinking we're going to have fun. Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. I will have fun here in New York on the day after our International Day of Peace, and I'll have a shout out for you. And I think you've been so kind to ask us to put together some sections from our Peace, Love, and Hope Woodstock Forever movie. Thank you for that.
So that was nice.
When are you going to show
that? Yeah, we are going to play that. We are going to show it.
Good.
Short for sure is going to be part of the program, and it's a good message.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it. That makes me feel good, as it does when everybody does something and somebody likes it.
No, Paul, it's the matter. It doesn't make any difference who is doing such a great thing, as long as, you know, start to making him who get credit or what's going on. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the message to send to the, you know, future children or people. It's a question of love and peace. It's a question of the message. It's about that, about love and peace. It's about harmony, and tolerance, understanding, forgiveness, kindness, caring, and get rid of hate. It is all about that. It's not about my organization, your organization, but about me and you.
I agree with you. I agree, you know, that totally and utterly with you. Why did you start this Love Film Festival? Remind our audience.
Paul, the reason is because I used to raise money and attend to all kind of a charity, and then when on one occasion I went to the place that there was $1.2 million, and I realized not even 10% of the whole money was raised went to the people, the cause, and the rest of it was waste. And I realized people on these charities, they are raising too much money, the big salary, and all that. I decided to create a charity to promote love and peace and tolerance and understanding, forgiveness and caring and kindness, because and I decided nobody can make money, nobody can get paid, everybody has to be volunteer. It's not easy to get people involved with it now. You know, everybody wants six-digit figure salary, but we are going to stick with it. But because I believe through this kind of a message, through love, through tolerance, through understanding, through forgiveness, through kindness, caring, and all that, we get to the biggest kind of a gift in life we are going to have, which is peace, peace within ourselves or society or between friends, peace within soul, which bring us happiness and health, you know.
Mm-hmm. By far. What is the Lotus Light Children's charity?
The Lotus Light, we have several different programs, and eventually I wanted to create a school, they call it TLCC School of Love. When you go to that school, start from the beginning, the first course you are going to take is how to love yourself, how to love other people, how to give love, how to get love. And one of your major has to be art, and you will become love and peace ambassador, and you have to commit to follow that message all through your life. And one of your major has to be art through the school, and eventually we are hoping to create the university, TSS University, you know, and then we believe if from the beginning the child get familiar with love and peace and all those tolerance and those kind of a thing, they're not going to my other phone is ringing. I have to call it up. I don't know how to call it up. Anyway, they would be
well,
better.
Well, you got a lot.
Yeah, they would be better off. Do you know what I'm saying? They would be better
yes,
off.
Yes, you're making their life move forwards in a good way, in a positive way. You're enhancing people's life or in everything you do. That's why you honored me a couple of years ago for our focus on, you know, in essence, humanitarian and concerns about love and so on. How's your book? This guy makes big books.
Yeah, the book is coming out. I'm releasing 7 different novels this year. You know, last several years I was writing, and I was thinking, should I release one? And I was reading them over and over, and suddenly I decided, you never know if you exist tomorrow. I decided to release all of them this year. So after the film festival, I'm involved with releasing 7 different novels. I mean, actually, 4 novels and 3 play.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm real. You know, it's
crazy.
A big honor to speak with you. Anything else you want to share with the audience at this point? I know I want to take much of your time. I know you're busy.
No, we just really wanted everybody to get involved, and you know, I wanted to send a message. Just believe the love is the way to be a better soul. Let's believe the peace will give us a chance to heal the problem we are going to have. Let's believe that tolerance is the way to understand one another. Let's believe that understanding is the way to know one another. Let's believe forgiveness is the best medicine for healing our soul. Let's believe kindness and caring for others are the way of harmony. Let's believe that we can replace the hate, Paul, the violence and unholiness in our heart with love, peace, harmony in our soul, and get to the best gift of love, which is, you know, peace. And through peace we get, of course, from to love we get to peace, from peace we get to happiness and health, which we all needed. That's a message I believe everywhere should get involved and you know, help us to do it. We need help. Do you know, Paul, if you really look at the world population, 80% of them are good people. They're people that they're like you. They wanted to do something good. And 20% are the people that are greedy and they don't care. They're selfish. And from that 20%, even 10%, they're uneducated. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on that side. But from that 20%, 19.9, 20% of them, they're active. From that 80% good people, they're just 1%, not even 1% active. Just imagine if you could get 20% or 30% of this 80% active. the world would be a better world. Do you know that
I know.
Way I look at it?
Richie Havens, for me, when I was doing Woodstock Forever 30 years ago, he said to me directly, he gave it the 10% quota. He felt 90% were on the good page, and 10% were in essence confused. We use violence to try to get their point across, and as opposed to nonviolent communication. So I've been going with that one. It's a big number. I don't
know. In fact,
it's
the same thing what I said from that 20%.
I know,
because
you broke the 20% into another
10. Yeah, 10% are uneducated. If you educate them, they would come to this side. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's actually the same. We have the same philosophy.
We have the same philosophy. I think everybody's educated in their own way. And that's a beautiful thing up into itself. So it's all good. Thank you. So big honor for letting our wonderful representation of Peace, Love, and Hope part of your event. It's a big thank you for us.
I'm
and
humble.
We're here for you forever.
To
so
talk to you.
That's
I'm
that.
Humble. I hope we see you over here again.
Yeah, they want me to come out next 2 weeks from now. My buddy's turning 70, the old guy. And so I might come out. If I do, I'll call you.
That would be great. If I'm not in China, we should get together.
Of course. Always.
Okay.
All right, Atta. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.